Yeah, thank you for this beautiful introduction. Well, this thing is coming. I'm trying to take this opportunity to make sure that my presentation comes within the time established. But first of all, I would like to give the reasons why this project, this presentation is needed, and also share with you exactly community health and HIV. Basically, there is nothing really to disclose. For some of you that have been to Africa, maybe around West Africa, maybe heard of Guinea-Bissau. This is the old country, and the basic plan is working in these two regions when you see kind of greenish and yellowish color. And the project, per se, was implemented in this region in Bafata. And we know that Guinea-Bissau, just going back to the first slide, Guinea-Bissau is a small and very poor country, according to the statistics, to the data. It's 173 out of 182 in terms of poverty, so it's very low. And Bafata also is within the same fate. Basically, this project was implemented in, is being implemented by, in Guinea-Bissau and Bafata region. And, of course, speaking of Millennium Development Goal, it's going to be very difficult to attain this this thing. In Guinea-Bissau, as you all know, that most of the women between 15 to 24 years old have very difficult time, do not know the means of transmission. And we have a population which is very young in terms of age. We say that 50% of the population is under 15 years old, so this poses concern for HIV. And adolescent group, most of them do suffer from unwanted pregnancy. In the case of that, the antenatal care is very limited in country, and an average of only 24% of women use contraceptive, and in Guinea-Bissau, 22% of women, females, have had sexual intercourse before they even reach the age of 15. So, in general terms, as a summary, according to the data that we have here, over 602, it was identified at the time, 600 and 200 orphans due to HIV. And you can see the numbers. I'm not going through all of that. But at that time, 16,000 people were living with HIV. This, I'm referring to all countries, including Bafata, where we had this situation. The project was implemented. Now we decide, okay, based on all this situation, in all these problems, so based on all this problem, we felt that, okay, it's important really to address this issue in the Bafata region. And we came up with a project that lasts for 18 months. The project was implemented using the mobile clinic and establishment of a mobile clinic and establishment of two VCTs in the district of Bafata region. So we target children, youth, women, and covering schools in over 200 villages. Working in this very serious issue really requires that plan works in partnership with other stakeholders. So we involved some local stakeholders such as Medicus do Mundo, who is a local NGO in country. We have very much specialized in running mobile clinic. We worked with Aggie Beth, that is specialized in sexual reproductive health and family planning. And Action Aid that was very much with expertise in stepping stones. So in total, we have 50 regional health technicians, 40 health agents, and the AGBF team was involved, was really supported this mobile clinic. And during this the project period, 55 communities were visited, providing services such as consultation, counseling, rapid testing, and also for those that whose rapid testing were conducted, and there were some doubt were brought to Bissau, the capital city of Guinea-Bissau, for further confirmation. So technically, this is how the mobile unit looks like. Here on the right-hand side, you see, you have this vehicle where, the vehicle normally brings along, this vehicle has two large tents, because now now someone will ask, what is the confidentiality of all this? So there is, here you cannot see it, but there are two large tents that comes along with with mobile clinic. And then you have this mobile clinic set up where the consultation takes place and counseling takes place. So in terms of results, 41 health agents, 41 health agents and technicians were trained, and the traditional birth attendants, 41 also were trained by AGBF, and the staff from mobile clinic also carried out in-service training, provided that the mobile clinic was not limited to HIV services, but also to some general medical services, namely cholera, malaria, and other problems that local communities in rural areas are very much confronted with. Here, in terms of progress and what really the mobile clinic brought in terms of providing service to the community, we have established and operate two VCT centers, for voluntary counseling and testing, one in the district of Kose and another one in the Kontubal area. In terms of testing, I just want to make a small comment on this. We have 13 in Kose and 56 in Kontubal, compared to women with 76 and 113. Normally, because women do go through all this prenatal consultation, they are very much covered with sensitization programs and activities during this prenatal consultation. This really increased the number of women that had to go testing voluntarily. Also, there are some very key results in terms of behavior change, in terms of capacity building, in terms of changing or promoting the knowledge at community level. AGBF, with expertise in sexual reproductive health, did conduct several activities regarding theatrical shows at community level to raise awareness. Use of condoms and like peer-to-peer education and house-to-house visit in terms of sensitization activity. Also, they took advantage of local radios, local community radios to address, to broadcast messages on HIV in local languages, using culturally appropriate languages to make sure that those messages does not really discourage the audience, but it will be embraced by the audience in rural areas. Here, in terms of behavior change, years ago it was very difficult to even speak of condoms at community level, even talking with adults about using condoms. But due to some the sensitization that was carried out at community level, now most of the target communities, the 200, did have a place where they sell condoms, And also due to sensitization, women and young girls at community level now speak freely about HIV and means of protection. In terms of treatment, it was initially planned that, okay, those that were tested positive would be brought to be Saudi capital city, but we found that was not working. So the project supported this treatment there in Bafata and also at those two VCT centers where the doctors do come on a regular basis, in course twice a week and in Kontuba three times a week. Concerning orphans, it was one big challenge because dealing with HIV, most of children that do die at community level and most of people that die at community level, they die just of natural cause. None would come up with statistic, even health services do not have it at the time. Lessons learned is that involving youth, women, really brings more results in terms of appropriating the message, and also we learned that the mobile unit was very much key in terms of supporting the awareness at the community level. Was the mobile clinic worth it? I should say yes. Simply because the time that we finished this project, we shared the results with some key donors that supported the plan. They immediately, Japan, a private donor in Japan, volunteered to support another project in a different community of Bafata region, using a mobile clinic. Government came immediately through the National Secretary for Fight Against AIDS to support similar project in the community. And just before I left, the government came up with another funding to support mobile clinic in the Bafata and Gabu region. So I think supporting this initiative was very good. Thank you very much.